Well, welcome to iForum Rx, where we explore the evidence that informs ambulatory care pharmacy practice. My name is Stuart Haynes, editor-in-chief of iForum Rx, and joining me today is Christina Pornpersert to talk about mass media as a source of information for our patients. A recent analysis by Dr. Karownik and colleagues published in the British Medical Journal examined whether the claims made by celebrity physicians were supported by evidence. Doctors Pornpersert and Ross critically examined this study for iForumRx in their commentary entitled "Televised Medical Talk Shows, Is There Truth in Edutainment?" Doctors Pornpersert and Ross are ambulatory care clinical specialists and practice at the Johns Hopkins Hospital Outpatient Adult Internal Medicine Clinics in Baltimore, Maryland. Thanks for joining me today, Christina, for the iForumRx podcast.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for this opportunity, Dr. Haynes.
So, Christina, if you had to briefly summarize in four sentences or less the study entitled "Televised Medical Talk Shows, What They Recommend and the Evidence to Support Their Recommendations, a Prospective Observational Study," to someone who hasn't read the paper, what would you say?
This study evaluated a random selection of 80 episodes each from two internationally syndicated medical television talk shows aired in 2013, The Dr. Oz Show and The Doctors, to determine the quality of health recommendations made on these popular shows. Healthcare providers, including family medical practitioners and pharmacists, used databases to search for case studies or higher-level published evidence, and then discussed the evidence for consistency and believability of each recommendation as a team. It was actually found that only 54% of the claims were supported by evidence, and in fact, evidence contradicted 15% of the claims. This study, which was the first to systematically assess health claims aired on talk shows with an evidence-based perspective, really showcases the need for the public to be more skeptical about health claims made on the media.
So, Christina, observational studies inherently have major limitations, and in particular, they can only describe what exists within a sample population. And in this case, the sample is medical talk shows, or two specific medical talk shows. Nonetheless, observational studies can provide important insights. In critically examining this paper, what would you say are the key strengths and weaknesses of the paper?
One main strength is that this included a detailed data extraction from a systematic review of randomized controlled trials, as well as committee discussion, which provided a consistent review of evidence for these highly subjective recommendations. The subjective nature of the recommendations do, however, led to this unavoidable limitation of achieving a perfect detailed analysis. Other limitations include the short time period that was selected for sampling episodes. It was over the course of 5 months in 2013. As these may not necessarily reflect the same level or type of recommendations made over multiple years. Also, at times, evidence could not be found to support standard or common medical advice, such as sneezing into your elbow prevents the spread of germs. This increased the proportion of recommendations with no evidence. But despite these limitations, this was the first study to systematically assess health claims, and from that sense, it certainly is a significant contribution to our literature.
Now, the results of this study suggest that medical talk show hosts, such as Dr. Oz in the United States, provide evidence-based recommendations about 50% of the time. Now, one can view this as a glass half full or a glass half empty phenomena. On the one hand, these shows provide valuable health advice to people. And on the other hand, the advice is outright wrong in about 10 to 15% of the time and not supported by evidence another 30 to 40% of the time. What do you believe are the potential benefits and risks of medical media, such as television shows, radio programs, newspaper articles? Even YouTube videos and books are considered medical media directed at the public. So do you think there is a place for these sorts of things, and what are the potential risks?
There are potential benefits to medical media, such as increasing patient awareness. Patients can become empowered with information and come to their clinic visits with opinions about their care. This can offer the potential for more satisfying collaborative care, but at the same time, it can create challenges for the provider because there are remarkably few recommendations that can be made to the population as a whole. Of course, there are public health recommendations like exercising, avoiding smoking, receiving childhood vaccines. But once we get beyond these basic recommendations, it becomes difficult to give health advice to massive audiences. As healthcare professionals, we aim to provide sound, tailored advice to our patients. Taking care of a single patient is not easy, but taking care of an entire audience is impossible. Patients often don't realize that general recommendations provided to the public is not necessarily the best path to making health decisions. Therefore, a potential negative consequence of medical media is a struggle with balancing paternalism with patient autonomy. Patients come armed with recommendations that they heard from a celebrity physician or a story in the news. And this can cause some strain on the doctor-patient relationship because patients may truly believe that these transformative interventions of public health really should apply to themselves.
So I want you to imagine you have a 57-year-old postmenopausal woman with osteoarthritis. She's obese, she's reluctant to take medications, but she does take vitamin D for better bones. She's very concerned about her health because her mother died of breast cancer and her father had diabetes and then died from a stroke at the age of 62. Her brother has diabetes and was hospitalized recently with heart failure. She wants to learn more about how to maintain good health, and she states she finds what's reported on the news conflicting advice. Would you encourage this patient to watch or listen to medical talk shows? And if so, what shows would you actually recommend? What general health information sources do you recommend patients consult when they have health-related questions?
I would start by telling this patient that there is indeed conflicting health advice in the media, and that oftentimes the evidence to support these health claims is lacking. I would stress that general recommendations made to the public may not necessarily be the right choice for her because it is impossible to individualize advice for a large population. Now, there are terrific, graphic, and easy-to-understand explanations in the media, as we've seen on these shows. If she would like to watch medical talk shows, she can do so, but watch with the understanding that the claims or suggestions made might not apply to her and that she really should talk to her healthcare provider for tailored advice. For general health information sources, I would direct her to websites approved federally or by a medical organization, such as the National Library of Medicine through the National Institute of Health, or NLM-NIH. It's a patient-friendly source that has an information drug portal, and it's very easy to read, has many descriptions on a variety of disease states. The Mayo Clinic website also includes patient information on healthy lifestyles, symptom management, diseases, and tests and procedures. Also, the familydoctor.org website, which is produced by the American Academy of Family Physicians, has information such as pregnancy, children, including behaviors and parenting, teenagers, including emotional well-being, safety and prevention, and seniors. The good thing about these sources is that they are all simply written, they're informative, and they're verified by healthcare professionals using data from the literature.
So thank you, Christina, and I want to thank you and Dr. Ross for writing the commentary for iFormRx regarding the paper by Dr. Karaunik and colleagues, in which we critically examine the recommendations made by medical talk shows. Now, the use of medical media directed at consumers can help to inform the public about emerging health issues. It's clear from your comments that you believe the mass media has a place, but there are significant limitations because recommendations cannot be tailored to the patient-specific circumstances. Tell us what you think. We welcome your comments. Only iFormRx members can leave comments and participate in other interactive features on the website. You can become a member of iFormRx. It's free. Sign up today. Until next time, this is Stuart Haynes, editor-in-chief of iFormRx, signing off.